basically, that to start the story, the district has for many years been growing in enrollment, and just the last 2 years basically plateaued off, slight loss of enrollment of about 30 students a year ago, and this current year wrapping up seems to be quite stable. But in those years when we were growing, when enrollment, that greatly helped our financials. So we're funded on the number of students that we serve. So when we're growing, it just helps tremendously with the financial stability of a district. And of course, during those years where we grew, we did add some staff, of course, as you would need to keep class sizes at appropriate level. But there's still economies of scale when you're growing, and it helps the financials. And the fact that we have plateaued in our enrollment, it's stable, but we're no longer growing, it then brings a different financial challenge to the district. And now we're basically at a crossroads where we've been able to get by. For those years that we were growing, we were able to get by without much of an operating referendum. And now that we've plateaued off, you know, at an even keel level of our enrollment, it has brought the need to have an operating referendum. Most districts in the state have an operating referendum, and we are one of the, in the Big Nine districts, we are by far much at a lower level of our operating referendum compared to the other Big Nine. And so that's at the crux of the matter.